Blog Talk Radio.
Church. I'm Pastor Sabrina, and we are so happy that you were able to join us for the broadcast tonight. I'd like to remind everyone that this is a church service. The only thing different from your traditional brick-and-mortar church is that we are each in our own location. When we come into the MIC radio chat room, we greet each other in the name of the Lord, and we begin to intercede for the evening service. Amen. I want to thank everyone who comes together beforehand and intercedes and prays for the broadcast. Amen. The Lord will greatly bless you, and your pastor is most appreciative. Amen. Special welcome to all of our first-time listeners. I'm Pastor Sabrina, and we are a miracle. We really are, you know. We're a miracle. We are a Christian, Protestant, non-denominational, international church, and we meet on the internet every Wednesday evening and Friday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America, and whatever time that happens to be in your locale. Amen? Praise the Lord. We also meet on Sundays as Miracle Outreach Ministries on Sundays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States, and whatever time that is in your time zone. So we want to thank the Lord for all that he has done for us over the years. And we want to thank him for all of you. So we praise you, Lord, and we intend to continue to serve you until you take us home. So we want to give you praise and glory and honor for your work in us and through us. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm waiting for the helicopters to go by so I can hear myself talk a little better. You know, whenever the Jacksonville is actually a military installation, and whenever certain helicopters go by, it's hard to miss it. And when the military deploys, it's impossible to miss it, even if it is at 2 in the morning. Amen? Praise the Lord. We're going to go before the Lord. And we're going to thank him for what he's doing in our lives. The Bible says that every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. We want to thank you for the cleansing by the water of the Word of God. We want to thank you for your faithfulness to your biblical, scriptural promises to all your people. We thank you for your great faithfulness in our lives. And we rejoice in the certain knowledge that you will not permit us to be tempted above our ability to resist. When temptation comes, you will make a way for us to escape, and this will enable us to bear it. Help us always to learn from the truths and teaching of your word, Father, which show us what happens when lust is fulfilled. Because of these realities, with your help, we will always flee from lust. Lord, we choose to flee from lust because we know you will empower us to follow righteousness, faith, charity, and peace with all who call on you out of a pure heart. I call upon you to enable us to abstain from all fleshly lusts which war against our souls. We will treasure your truth, and we will hide your word in our heart so that we might not sin against you. Help us, Lord, to be led of your spirit so that we will not fulfill the temptations of lust. Power of your might, we will stand fast in the liberty Christ has given to us, and we will no longer be entangled with the yoke of bondage. We rejoice, Father, that your truth has set us free. Because of your mercies to us, we present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you. With your help, we will no longer be conformed to this world. Through the power of your word, we are being transformed by the renewing of our mind. As we seek first your will, your kingdom, and your righteousness, we learn to put all lust behind us. Forgive us, Lord, for the idolatry of lust in our lives that has come as a result of our failure to put you and your righteousness first. Thank you for delivering us from the lust of the eyes and the flesh. In Jesus' name. Amen? You know, saints, you have authority over your own body. You have authority over your own thoughts. You have authority, dominion, and power over your own desires. So God holds you responsible in those areas. Yes, he does. He holds us all responsible. You see, once you have come to Jesus Christ and you have received of his spirit, you are no longer the person you once were. Your transformation has already begun. And he gives us the measure of faith to believe him. He gives us his power to overcome. He gives us the power to overcome, regardless if it's what happened in the past or in the present. He gives us the power to overcome. You see, the problem is many people don't let go of the past, can't hold on to that forever. At some point, you must let go. You must come to God, receive his healing, his love, his comfort, his deliverance, and you must allow him to renew your mind and heal your heart and your emotions. You must grow in grace and in the power of the word of God and rise up in courage and speak to it and command it to leave your life forevermore. You must do these things. And when the tempter comes again, you must attack him with spiritual warfare. And you must not delay. You cannot flirt with lust. You can't be a flirty girl or a flirty guy. Temptation to the enemy. You have to walk in holiness, in purity, and in righteousness. Amen? You don't have to be afraid of anything or anyone. In you, the hope of glory. You see, once you take a position in the spirit, you have to maintain that position. You can't shrink from it. Once you decide, I'm living for Jesus, that's the end of all the rest. You see, some of you don't want to rise up in the power of God inside you. See, God lives in you. And take authority over that thing and beat it to death. So you want God to just blow his breath and for it all to just float away. No, you have to do what you have to do. Some of you lived a lifestyle that entertained those spirits for so long that you're going to have to maintain your stand for a long time because you made room for them for a long time. You have to take that ground back. You, the saint of God, with the armor of God, the spirit of God, the word of God, you have to take the ground back. It's your property, but you have to take your ground back. Do you want me to sit here and say, okay, I bind you, get out in Jesus' name? Well, that's fine. But then you have to get up and take that ground back. You have to use your spiritual warfare. You have to use the word of God. You have to use the high praises of God in your mouth to take the ground back. It's yours for the taking. And no one can do it for you. It is your responsibility. You see, as a saint of the Most High God, you have responsibility. You have the responsibility to carry yourself in a chaste manner instead of a lewd manner. The world is full of lewdness. And your decor, how you attire yourself, how you present yourself, speaks on earth and in the spirit realm. The spirit that you allow to stay in your vessel that you know is not God and you don't attack it and drive it out says to the spirit, you don't really want me to go because I'm your pleasure devil. You know you can shut down those feelings. Yes, you can. You can take power, dominion, and authority over those feelings. You can shut them down. That's right, you can. Repeatedly, every single time, every single time, every single time, every single time. You see? You thought it was just going to fall on you like rain. I have news for you. You have a responsibility. You've been given weaponry beyond belief. You know enough word now to run any demon out that you want to run out. But you have to take up your responsibility in it. And you have to maintain your post. Call warfare. You can no longer respond to the wooings of the devil the way you used to. You can't respond in the old way anymore. You have to begin at the onset, at the first appearance. You can't be so busy skinning and grinning that you don't notice that the devil is up to something. You must be alert. You must continually submit yourself to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And so I said, Mr. Devil, I want you to leave in Jesus' name. Seriously. Now, when do you hear me do it that way? You need to stop playing mind games with yourself. You need to stop playing mind games with yourself and lying to yourself and deceiving your own self. The word no works the same. Demons know what no means, and they know when you don't mean no. You just said it. They know when you really mean no. Mm-hmm. So now, do we understand? Do we understand? Play with lust. It's everywhere. It's on the news. It's in the commercials. It's literally everywhere. Once you put your foot down, it needs to stay where you put it. Amen? Amen. I think you understand what I'm saying to you. You can't play with this. You can't just tell the devil no. You have to tell yourself no. Really? You bet. You can't just tell the devil no. You have to tell yourself no. You have to put up boundaries for yourself. You must needs be put up boundaries for yourself. Why? Because you know yourself. You know what your wicked ways are. You have seen yourself perform over and over and over and over and over again. You've seen yourself when you think you're slick and you think you're smart and you think you're getting away with something. You know your own mode of operation. You've seen yourself in your own movie. You don't have to wait for the credits. You know when it's time to tell yourself no. You know, before the flirt with sin begins, you know it's time to slam the door. Mm-hmm, you know. And God holds you responsible for what you know. That's right. And I've told you and taught you repeatedly what to do. So you're responsible for what you know about yourself. You are responsible for how you respond to what you know and what is happening. You are responsible to start your warfare right then. You are responsible to maintain warfare in that area until you have the clear go-ahead from the Holy Spirit, okay? Now deal with something else. You know, long time ago, I told you all about them booty calls. You know, it's the middle of the night and the phone's ringing and you don't have to get up and find out who it is. You know who it is. Well, it was, then take that phone and throw it in the laundry and turn off and go back to sleep. You ought to start your warfare then. No, you're just going to sit there and mull it in your mind and play with it and turn it over and on and on and on and on and on. And when you wake up the next morning, a demon attacked me. No, you should have put the demon down then. You're not crazy. You have good sense. You just don't always use it. You are not ignorant people. You are quite knowledgeable. But you are expected to use the knowledge that God has given you to win your war. Mm-hmm. You can handle it. You know. You know when it's time for you to write Pastor at gproom@outlook.com. You know when it's time to write me and say, Pastor, blah, blah, blah. You know. But some of you sit back and you wait till it's 2 months into the foolishness before you decide to write me. Uh-huh, okay. You're not lost. You know what you're doing. You know I have taught you Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 7. You know you have to do that. Amen. So, you now understand that you are without excuse. Well, I woke up and these feelings were all, and you can speak to those feelings right then and there and shut it down. You have the power and the authority to shut it down cold. You don't have to feel anything. You understand? You have authority over your feelings. Feel, I feel, and I feel. Well, your spirit man can shut that down if you'll ever stand on the word and speak it out of your mouth. And then obey the truth. How about that? I feel. I have feelings for him. I have feelings for her. And the Lord's just looking at you. And you're acting as though you haven't heard the last 12 sermons. You know, demons can give you feelings too. They like to do that because then you decide to base your decisions off of them instead of off the word of God. Mm-hmm. Amen. You are in charge of those feelings. And what you do or fail to do about them matters. You know what to do about your thoughts. You know what to do about your feelings. You know. You are well equipped So God expects you to behave the way you've been taught by him. Always had those feelings. You know where those feelings belong. You know where they belong. In fact, I gave you a free trash can about a year and a half ago for you to keep filling it up and letting those that handle trash take the trash away. Amen. You know what to do. It's up to you to do it. You know, you've been taught how to disconnect yourself from every spirit, every entity, every situation, every event in the spirit, how to disconnect yourself from everything that happened to you all day long. You're not dumb anymore. Well, he smiled at me with his eyes. You know how to disconnect from that at the moment. While he's busy blinking at you, you can disconnect right then, right on the spot. But you see, you have to be true to the word. You don't have to be charmed by any demon or snake or you know what else. Amen. You've lived long enough. You know a snake when you see one. So don't pretend that you don't know. Praise the Lord. Let's see. How did we say this? Where did I put that? Where did I do that, Lord? I put it somewhere. Where did I put it? Amen. In a minute, I'm going to find it. I think. This isn't the right one. Where did I put the right one, man? That ain't it either. Let's see. Ah, okay. Jesus, Lord Jesus, deliver me from my fears and my unbelief. I realize that you have called me to change. Lord, increase my faith in you. Help me to unlearn the wrong which I have embraced and to learn your ways. Lord, help me to be truthful with you and myself. Help me to confess my fears, doubts, jealousies, envies, foolishness, inadequateness, sexual, social misbehaviors, my old ways, inherited sins, insecurities, hurts, and outright lies. Lord, teach me to dismiss my own opinion and preference for your opinion. Lord, help me to make, not to form, unrighteous soul ties. How about that? Praise the name of the Lord forevermore. Unrighteous, unholy soul ties. Why? Because you're being loose and free and fancy instead of alert and walking in the wisdom of God. Selah. Amen. It's a real world. We have a real God with real power. Let's act like we know it. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now, we're going to do what we always do. We're going to do what we always do. You see, you should know yourself well enough. You should know yourself well enough not to let yourself get away with what we'll call foolishness, because you know what's tripped you up all the times before. Amen. 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 Let the church say amen. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Well, saints, don't you have to want to follow? Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I do believe you have to want to follow. The Holy Spirit is not going to drag you. He's not going to drag you. And if you pay attention to the Holy Spirit, he will alert you to this kind of, you don't have to fall for a trap. You have been raised above the snare of the fowler. You see, if the bird knew that it was a trap or a lure there, it wouldn't step there. Well, if you're following the Holy Spirit, he's not going to lead you into a trap. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you for the armor of God. We wear armor in humility, knowing that Jesus had to die to give it to us. So our loins are girded about with the spirit of truth, and we put on the breastplate of righteousness. Our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And we take the shield of faith so that we'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. We put on the helmet of salvation and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We want to thank you, Lord, that we are covered by the blood of Jesus. And you've put a hedge around us. We are the head and not the tail. No weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment, we shall condemn. Amen. You are our shepherd, and we shall not want. For you supplied all of our need according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus our Lord. So we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We can cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God to the obedience of Jesus Christ. We can do that. We cast all of our cares upon you because you care for us. So we praise you, Lord, and we thank you for divine health because by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we have been healed. We thank you for prosperity and good health, even as our soul prospers. We thank you that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan the strong man, all his evil angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, all of his underlings, decisions, timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, orders, and we cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous in Jesus' name. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ to agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and we come out of agreement with Satan, his agents, and his wicked powers. We close and seal all portals, channels, open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains in darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks onto the hands of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking, reporting, watching, listening, peek, whisper, familiar, electronic, digital, and technology demons and their attacks. We bind Leviathan spirits and their attacks, brainwashing and Kundalini spirits and their attacks. We bind the psychic ability of Kundalini spirits. We bind all water and marine spirits and their attacks, sex devils and their attacks, unclean spirits in their attacks, passive devils in their attacks, probation spirits, artificial intelligence, smart dust, and drone spirit, and all of their attacks. We bind the sorcery devils, the seducing devils, the womanizing devils, the whoredom spirits, and all of their attacks, all the voices of the stranger, the charmer, and the seducer, and their attacks, and all hypnotic and trance devils and their attacks, mystic rituals and their intent. We overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We take authority, dominion, and power over force feedback, cyber stalking, cyber sex crime, pornography, demonic curiosity, bewitching spirits which manipulate modern technology, pulse microwave radiation attacks designed to cause neurological problems, brain injuries, debilitating headaches, vertigo, binding directed energy microwave weapons, binding all vibrations, which are demons, binding electromagnetic attacks, smart technology, and particle attacks, techno-paganism, and mind control by the occult. We bind the devil. We bind all microwave frequency weapons, all pulse weapons, all microwave attacks and debilitating sonic frequency attacks in the work of every druid. We bind 5G and its components and all warfare coming against us from all galaxies, from outer space as we know it, from any orbit, from any satellite, from any man-made device stationed on a star or a planet working against us in Jesus' name. We take authority, dominion, and power over groupings of satellites working against human beings in Jesus' name. We bind their transmission to earthly devices, including cellular towers and our electronic and technical devices in the name of Jesus. We take authority, dominion, and power over the works of the devil. We overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts. We bind Buddhist black magic, Santeria, Kabbalah, Egyptian, Chaldean, Hindu, Indian, African, European, North American, South American, Islander, indigenous groups, tribal groups, conclaves and cabals. We bind Caribbean and Latin American and Jamaican black and white magic in Jesus' name. Ruka de brusha la de yosura kaharakita da brishi. Ruka de brusha la de yosuna na bruka babababariki de diosota da bri. We overturn and empty all cauldrons, all chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts. We bind all Morgellons attacks, and we return every attack to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils. We bind all evil spirits, which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits, trapping them into their shifted form for eternity. We bind each demon responsible for the dominion of sin in our culture. We bind hyperactivity, racing mind, inattention, impulsivity, low levels of dopamine. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that's been committed. We bind the lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind the Mandela effect, all satanic ritual abuse devils, satanic worship, witchcraft dedications, and all rituals done on the phases of the moon. Formations of bullflies and demonic insects, we bind all spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits. We bind spirits of infirmity, spirits of supplanting, the gods of the people of the land, the gods of the groves, and every spirit that exalts science, logic, human reasoning, and demonic knowledge against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, we bind the transference of evil spirits. And we disconnect from this ministry every spirit that we should not be connected with in Jesus' name. We cut ourselves free with the sword of the Spirit in Jesus' name. We bind mammon and his agents. We bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, monitor, track, defile, corrupt, undermine, despise, bewitch, tranquilize, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We bind the shedding of injected persons upon us. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant in Jesus' name. We bind the bondage of generations of fools and the spirit of the fool in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal mind. We bind the fool's anger in Jesus' name. We bind food lust, addictions, and gluttony and false flags in the name of Jesus. We return to sender according to the covenant, all and every reprisal, retribution, counterattack, psychic weapon, retaliation, all avenging, all blowbacks, all vengeance, blood rituals, every boomerang, each payback, and all requiting of our righteous warfare in Jesus' name. This includes every evil work, mark, right, ritual, ceremony, sacrifice, proclamation, pronouncement, vow, root work or sin against us, astral projection, sending demons to us to work against us and against all that pertains to us, no demon, no wicked person, or unrighteous event left behind. Binding the inordinate use of conjugal rights, returning to sender our witchcraft attacks through channeling and the satellites against the website, the broadcast, and the app. Binding all abortions as a magical ritual. Returning to sender all Cameroonian wizardry, black magic, jujus, hexes, vexes, and such. Return to sender in Jesus' name. Returning all tribal witchcraft and occult activity, especially begun by an Obeda man or shaman in the name of Jesus Christ. Return to sender. Returning all Chaldean witchcraft to the senders in the name of Jesus Christ. Returning all Spanish witchcraft to the senders in the name of Jesus Christ. Binding every coven, every cult, every conclave, every cabal, all NGOs, all humanistic organizations, and every organization coming under the umbrella of the Illuminati. We bind you, we bind your funding, we bind your methodology, we bind your ignorance of the word of God and his power. We bind your wickedness in Jesus' holy name. And we return it to sender in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you. We are breaking and destroying our social, emotional, and psychological ties with food, drink, and drink which are displeasing to Jesus Christ, binding superficial religious acts, binding every act of sexual sin, even in the imagination, binding magic spells for love, money, protection, black magic, white magic, candle magic, hoodoo, root work, lucky charms, high magic, and folk magic spells, binding the demons of energies, boomeranging their wicked works upon them, binding all magical language, magic signs, magic patterns, even in numbering, binding synchrony in Jesus' name, binding and caging Poseidon and all other underwater demons and stripping them of their crown, their thrones, and their powers, transferring it to Jesus Christ. All power belongs to God, binding all conjurations and summonings of demons, binding Jewish black magic mysticism, magic writings, magic artifacts, binding the essence of magic and Jewish magic by practitioners, amulets, bowls, precious stones, incantations, divining practices, magic potions, and spells, binding all blockages to righteous spiritual reception, binding all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient devils attending the New World Order, New Age movement, Great Reset, make-believe fantasy, fables, enchantments, false religions, la-la land, numerology, horoscopes, the spirits and works of the oppressors, and the spirit and the children of disobedience. Praise you, Lord. We bind martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic spirits and practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. We take authority, dominion, and power over the King of Pride and all of his agents. We bind you, send you into the spiritual cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We bind all human, demonic, blood, sexual, financial, animal, food, fecal, and soulish sacrifices in Jesus' name. We bind all sacrifices and works done by Queens of the Coast in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, apathy, unyielding, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, idle mind, unfocused mind, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, violence, and temptation to sin in Jesus' name. We bind Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Molech, Python, Neptune, Zeus, Apollyon, Kali, all gods and goddesses, Osiris, Isis, On, and all false deities. Mammon, Atlas, Baphomet, and his 72, we chain you with eternal chains under darkness and send you into the spiritual cage and to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poison, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold, spots, psychic weapons, prompters, codes, triggers, charms, tumors, designs, signals, and we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. Thank you, Lord. We break the powers of every Masonic ritual, rite, ceremony, prayer, and pledge in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the rituals, the brotherhood, the lodge, the craft, the worship, the grips, Freemasonry, their charter, the rituals of every secret society, and those of the associated organizations in Jesus' name. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the insanity, pride, work of errors, foolishness of our own opinions. We bind being misled and misleading others. We return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head, according to the scriptures. We bind the traditions and customs rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassments, and witchcraft back on their own heads, as well as their mind control in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, heart to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. We repent of an evil heart of unbelief in accord with Calvary. We ask you, Father, to teach us to guard our hearts with all diligence. Lord, we have come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. We are binding all electromagnetic energy pollution, binding and returning to sender all electromagnetic witchcraft, binding magical fantasy movies and TV shows, binding the unreality and escapism of the Hallmark Channel shows, binding the pathways to sins to the mind in Jesus' name. Lord, we have come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief in whom we serve and obey. Amen. Thank you. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we command every demon that has followed us, tried to hitchhike on us, was sent to us, or transferred us to be bound and leave us now in Jesus' name. Even those coming through the computer pages, through computer lines or through our cell phones or electronic technology in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for kings, for all who are in authority, and all true Christians everywhere, especially those that are being imprisoned or persecuted, and the January 6th prisoners in Jesus' name. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we cover ourselves in the blood of Jesus. We thank you for this. We cover our mode of transportation in the blood of Jesus as well. We take authority, dominion, and power over animals, demons of the road, or any other interference, including the breakdown of any vehicle, or the door falling off of any plane, or the landing gear landing on the tarmac instead of being attached to the plane or whatever else may be. Thank you, Lord, for your constant protection in our lives. We cover ourselves and our property with the blood of Jesus and take authority over demons of the day and night, bad dreams, night dreams, sex dreams, or anyone or anything trying to get into our dreams, and we command them to stay away. We thank you, Father, for your giant warrior angels protecting us and our property throughout the day and the night. We thank you for the wall of fire that surrounds us with your glory in the midst. We thank you for warring, linking angels. We thank you, Lord, for tearing down the protections of the enemy in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise your name. We thank you for your praising angels, but most of all, Father, we for your holy presence, because you declare that where two or three are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Holy Spirit. There, right there. All right, Lord. Okay. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pull out all fiery darts, pins, needles, spirits, voodoo, witchcraft, curses, anything sent to us from the demonic realm, and we return it to the sender according to the covenant. We bind the devil, in the heavenly, the bush, the deep, and we close and seal every open door to the demons, especially those that were opened by our ancestors in Jesus' name. We destroy ungodly silver cords and ley lines and sever from ourselves all ungodly soul ties, attachments, covenants, agreements, oaths, consents, garlands, vows, pledges, pacts, and leagues, and all other forms of agreement with the demonic realm. We break down, undam, tear down walls of protection. Around all witches, warlocks, wizards, Satanists, shamans, globalists, nanotechnology, sorcerers, divinators, and liars in the name of Jesus Christ. And we break the power of all curses, hexes, charms, love spells, all witchcraft, bewitchments, death spirits, psychic thoughts and prayers, voodoo, mind control, mind frequency meditation, psychic warfare, psychic powers, torment, pain, sickness, destruction, incense and candle burning, incantations, ungodly blessings, crystals, hoodoo, root work, and everything else in the name of Jesus Christ, including tribal rituals and sins. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I knew you'd help me. Amen. Thank you, sir. All right. We are returning to sender spirits of hate, bitterness, murder, envy, jealousy, wizardry, sorcery, in the name of Jesus Christ, even spirits of blindness, spirits of bondage, spirits of heaviness, and spirits of fear and hatred. And we thank the Lord for his good spirit abiding with us, in us, and upon us. In Jesus' name, and everybody said amen. To bring your attention to this one scripture before we go any further. And it's located in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 3 through 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, Thessalonians chapter 4. Chapter 4 and verses 3 through 5. For this is the will of God, in case you were wondering. This is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication. Verse 4, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor, not in the lust, even as the Gentiles, which know not God. Amen? Amen. That's what God expects. Everyone should know how to possess their own vessel in sanctification and honor. And God expects you to do that. Amen? Amen. Said he expects. Simple as that. Just that simple. God expects you to know that. And he expects you to do that. It's not going to fall on your head like rain. It's your responsibility to God, to the kingdom of God, and even to yourself and your children. That's right. Amen. Amen. It's the truth. I remember years ago, right after college, when I was getting very, very serious about God and the things of God, I was sitting down doing some Bible study with the Lord, and he suddenly told me to repent of covetousness. And I knew I had heard that word in church all my life, but I didn't understand how it related to me. And so, whether I understood it or not, I did exactly what he said to do. And so I asked him, I said, where did I get covetousness from? And he said, you got it from your parents. Amen. Amen. So, let us learn. Amen. Let us learn. Because it's important that we do. See, people think that they can do all kinds of sin. No, they don't, but I do. They can have all kinds of sin in their life, and it's just about them. You know, they have grown children, and they decide they're going to come out and be gay. They're coming out of some closet or other. I don't know what they were doing in the closet to begin with, but they're coming out. And they think that that sin, even though their children are grown, does not affect them. But they are wrong. They are wrong and very wrong. They think they can raise their children in any kind of environment and invite people over to the house that have all manner of sin and wickedness in their lives, and it does not affect their children. But they are wrong. They are wrong. I want you to think about that. You see, there are children who grow up with hypocrisy in the house. They say one thing in public. They present one way in front of people, but at home, there's another story. And they think that that does not affect their children, but they are wrong. That's not the truth. You became a parent, you have responsibility. And yes, when you take your last breath, you will answer to Jesus Christ for the kind of parent that you were. Amen. Praise the Lord. If not sooner. So tonight, our featured psalm is Psalm 29. Our featured psalm is Psalm 29. And our verse for meditation comes from the book of Job, Job chapter 7, verse 21. Job chapter 7, verse 21. Our featured ebook is Deliberate Spirit Spells Bible Study, Magic Power. So tonight, we're going to talk on these lines. We're going to spend some time in the Word on these lines. God, work in you. Let God work in you. Amen. Let God work in you. Saints, too many of our failures come due to an imperfect understanding of God's word and his will. I'll say it again, too many of our failures come due to an imperfect understanding of God's word and his will. So let's visit Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. So we see clearly that it is impossible to please God on any order other than by faith. Romans chapter 14, verse 23. Romans chapter 14, verse 23. Romans chapter 14, verse 23. And I'm going to begin after the colon. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Ever is not of faith is sin. Everything that is not of faith is sin. So you may ask, how do I get this faith? Well, let's go to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Looking unto Jesus, the author of our faith. The author and the finisher of our faith. Saints, the same one who made this vast universe will make us a new creature. Really? Yes. That's what it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Old things are passed away. behold, all things become new. That's what God said. The Lord Jesus spoke the word, and the stars came into being. So, don't we realize that he can speak the word that will produce a mighty faith in us? Don't we? He spoke the word, and the stars came into being. So, on that level, in that realm, don't we realize yet that he can speak the word that will produce a mighty faith in us? All right, let's go to Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. Now, the just shall live by faith. The just, not the world, the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul, God says, shall have no pleasure in him. If any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Really, Lord? Yes, that's what he said. All who have been justified by God, made as though they had never sinned, must live everyday life by faith in God. It's not optional. You can't pick and choose which days you're going to live by faith. You must live every day, the entire day, by faith. That's right. The entire day. You can't, you know, swing in and swing out. You know, it's not like a drive-through. You come in, and while you're in the drive-through, you're in faith, and then you drive right back out into the flesh. It's not like that. That won't work. Amen. This Jesus, finisher of our faith, comes and dwells within us. Yes, he's on the inside, making a change in our lives. Jesus on the inside, working on the outside, making a change in our lives. Yes, he's on the inside, remember? He makes us alive to the Godhead by his Spirit. We were once disconnected, but now we have received the Spirit of adoption. We've been reconnected to our Heavenly Father through the Lord Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit. We're connected to God again. We're alive now. We're a new creature. We're not who we used to be. We have new responsibilities. Before, you did whatever you felt like doing and you didn't care. No longer that way. Amen. He molds us by his will. He comes to live his life of faith within us. He comes to live his life of faith within us. Come to live, L-I-V-E, his life of faith within us. Some of you still think that God has come to live in you like parking a car in a parking garage. You park the car, lock it, and walk away. Well, if you're still thinking that way, you are wrong. You are very, very, very wrong. It is because you hold on to this lie that you don't see God doing so much more in your own life. See, you think God came in and said, okay, I'm here, and that's about it. But that's not the truth at all. No, he has come to live his life of faith within us. That's the truth. I charge you to get rid of that old lie now, because it's simply not the truth. Jesus Christ prefers to live his life of faith through us. Through us. But we must be open and receptive to his will. We must be open and receptive to his will. We must want to do his will. Some want to do his will until it appears uncomfortable or less than what we desire. Well, Amos chapter 3, verse 3. Amos chapter 3, verse 3. Can two walk together except they be agreed? Can two walk together they be agreed? That's a good question. That's a good question. Amen. That's a very good question. I'm going to read you something. It talks about how we're supposed to be. It says in Philippians chapter 3, you don't have to turn there, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Why do I want this? Why would I want all this? That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Wow, seriously. Why do I want to let Jesus live his life of faith in me and through me? So that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. Conformable unto his death. Yes, I am crucified with Christ. You know the rest of it. I am crucified with Christ. You see, these nails hold me in place. When I would go off and do my own thing, those same nails that held him to the cross hold me there too. And I can't do what I would. I have to die to my old self. I have to watch my old self die. Come, I want to attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Amen? I want to do that. I want to attain to the resurrection of the dead. I want to be resurrected. I hope you do too. Amen? Amen. So when we do not, So when we do not lose sight of our own life, our own will, our own opinion, we lose sight of the life which Jesus has called us to. Some saint once said, we so often let the cares of this world blind our eyes. But if we can be open to God, we shall see that he has a greater plan for us. So, having said that, go over to Matthew chapter 16, verse 25. Matthew chapter 16, verse 25. Matthew chapter 16, verse 25. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. See, this is very much a whosoever will faith. It means you have to choose this, to make a choice. You are responsible for the choice that you make and its consequences. Amen? So, can he not speak the word that will produce a mighty faith in us? Yes, he can. But will we hear him? Will we receive his words to us? You see, when Jesus comes knocking gently at your door, will you even hear him? And if you hear him, will you answer the door? That's a good question. Well, Pastor, I've already done that. You might want to rethink that. I'm going to give you a perfectly good example out of the scripture. We're going to go to the Gospel of John, chapter 6. The Gospel of John, chapter 6, and we're going to begin with verse 30. Now, I want you to think about this as we're reading this, because if we are truthful with ourselves, we're going to find ourselves in this passage. You see, humans are humans. Humans do the same old thing. There's nothing new under the sun. What's been done before is being done right now. Amen? So don't be so critical and judgmental of these people. Why? Because these are the same people that are here now for all practical purposes. Because people act the exact same way. And we're going to begin it in John chapter 6 at verse 30. We're going to begin in the Gospel of John chapter 6 verse 30. So I say to you again, if Jesus speaks his word to us, his word to produce mighty faith in us. Yes, he can do that, but will we hear him? Will we receive his words to us? Verse 30. They said therefore unto him, what sign showest thou then that we may see and believe thee? What dost thou work? Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat. All right, we know about that. Verse 32. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God, for the bread of God is he. The bread of God is he. The bread of God is a person. The bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. You have seen me and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise came down from heaven. Not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will, which hath sent me. So the Father's will sent him. We should learn about that in our own lives. Amen. That of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me. So this is the will of Father. This is the will of the Father. This is the will of him that sent me, Jesus is saying, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life. And I will raise him up at the last day. All right? Pay attention to this spirit. You're about to hear a spirit speak. The Jews then murmured at him. After all of that he had said, the Jews then murmured at him, 'cause he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven.' And they said, here it comes, is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he saith, I came down from heaven?" Well, let's talk about it a moment. They are saying that we know who your parents are, and you cannot go beyond or exceed them because you came out from them. We know who they are and what they are, and you cannot be more than them because you came out from them. By the way, they did not interview his mother to come to this conclusion, nor did they interview Joseph. They are working without fact, complete fact, and the truth. But they have made a judgment that will lead them into error. How is it then that he saith, I came down from heaven? Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him. And I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophet, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man, therefore, that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. Not that any man hath seen the Father, save he which is of God. He hath seen the Father. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am that bread of life. I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. So what bread is that? He's about to tell you in verse 51. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. All right, here comes that spirit. The Jews, therefore, strove among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father. Jesus is telling you how he lives. I live by the Father. So he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is that bread which came down from heaven, he says again. Not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead, he that eateth of this bread shall live forever. These things said he in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. Many, therefore, of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, this is an hard saying. Who can hear it? When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, doth this offend you? What, and if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, the words that I speak are light. But there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and should betray him. My, how eye-opening. How eye-opening. How you can hear him and make a judgment and miss Jesus. It's interesting, isn't it? He's speaking to you, but in your mind, you have this agenda going on. And your agenda says this, and your thoughts say that, and your mind tells you this, and your mind rules out what he says. It's interesting when he's speaking to you how you respond, whether you are open to his words or you are closed off from his words, whether you find his words hard to take or you say to yourself, I don't understand this just yet, But I'm going to put it right here until understanding comes to me. It's very interesting how we react when he speaks to us. It's very, very interesting how we react. You know, some of us, when he is speaking to us, we talk ourselves out of what he is saying to us while he is yet speaking. Some of us are willingly ignorant. We don't really want to know what he's saying. We think he might ask something that we don't want to give or surrender. So we hear what we want to hear and turn off what we don't want to hear. Mm-hmm. It's real. It is very real. Some of us are so judgmental that as he begins to speak to us, we judge his word in our own ignorance and backwardness. Amen. So, yes, he can speak forth the word that will produce a mighty faith in us. Yes, he can. But will we hear him? Will we receive his words to us? Or will we be offended? They became offended. They didn't do any fact checking. You see, believing themselves to be wise, they became fools. They didn't act like the Berean Christians, who were more noble than those in Thessalonica, who searched the word to see if these things that they were hearing were truly so. You have to choose how you're going to be when the word is spoken to you, when God is speaking. See, some of them said, this is a hard thing. Who can hear this? And they threw it away. I was wondering, do you do that? Jesus came to live his life of faith within us and through us and to be to us all that we need. For he who has begun a good work within us will complete it and perfect it. He not only is the author, the creator, the originator of our faith, he also is the completer and the perfecter of our faith. Psalm 138, verse 8. Psalm 138, verse 8. Psalm 138, verse 8. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hand. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. That's God's desire, to perfect our faith, to finish off what you see. We can disconnect from him even in our thoughts. He speaks and we back up. He speaks and we run away. He speaks and we try to hide. He speaks and we shun. Mm-hmm. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder soul and spirit, and of the joint and marrow, and is a discerner. It can tell the difference of the thought and the intent of the heart. Wow. You should think about that sometimes, you know. The word of God severs the soul and the spirit. Yes, it can separate the soul and the spirit. The soul, which is corrupted by carnality and filled with selfishness and evil, can be separated from our spirit. Thank God. The Lord can sever from us all that is carnal and sensual and earthly and make us a spiritual people, can bring all our selfishness, all of our self first and only, to the place of death. He can bring the life of Jesus into our being to take the place of that carnal, sensual, and earthly thing, that wicked droid by the living word and the spirit. The living word pierces right to the very marrow. Marrow? Yes, marrow, the vascular tissue in the interior cavities of bone, not visible by looking at the skeleton or our outward parts. The life is in the blood, the Bible said. The life is in the blood, the Bible said. The marrow is a place of blood cell production. The marrow is a place of blood cell production. It is the inmost or essential part. The sword of the spirit can separate us from the origin of our evil. The word of God comes in to separate us from everything that is not of God. It destroys. Will you allow the word of God, the sword of the spirit, to separate you from all that is not profitable for you? You see, the sword of the Spirit went forth in that passage that we read. It was just as quick and powerful and sharp then as it is at this moment. But they would not allow the work of the sword of the Spirit in their hearts and lives. They shunned it. There are persons and circumstances that God would not have you to be connected to. There are persons and circumstances that God would not have you to be connected to. Just as there are affiliations that you to share. You have become a new creature in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Every single aspect of the new creature becomes new. Revelation chapter 21, verse 5. Revelation chapter 21, verse 5. You can find that. It's all the way to the back of the Bible. Revelation chapter 21, verse 5. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. You can depend on them. He said, I make all things new. Will you receive this word from the Lord? Will you submit to it? Let's go to the Gospel of Mark. The Gospel of Mark. Let's go visit the Gospel of Mark. Amen. Mark chapter 2, beginning with verse 21. 2, beginning with verse 21. Mark chapter 2, beginning with verse 21. No man also soweth a piece of new cloth on an old garment, else the new piece that filled it up taketh away from the old, and the rent is made worse. And no man putteth new wine into old bottles. It's not done. Amen? We understand that. We understand that. Yes, we do. Because we're educated in the Word of God. We've been taught a thing or two. Amen? We've been taught a thing or two. So, and no man putteth new wine into old bottles, else the new wine doth burst the bottle, and the wine is spilled, and the bottles will be marred. But new wine must be put into new bottles. Because new wine needs fresh wineskin. It's a requirement of the new wine. It needs a new wineskin. You see, you're a new creation, a new spirit can't go into that old life. It can only go into the new life. Think about that. Amen. The Word of God also gives life. Jesus must bring to death all that is carnal in us. It is after the death of Christ that God raised him up on high. As we are dead with him, we experience the revelation that we are raised up and made to sit in heavenly places in the new life that the Spirit gives. Death, then resurrection with new life. God has come to lead us out of ourselves and the death of our old life. He leads us out of ourselves and into himself. He desires to take us from the ordinary into the extraordinary. But far too many of us choose to cling to old remnants of the old trappings of our past. And then we allow ourselves to be trapped in our past. Saints, we are not called to be prisoners of our past, not our past relationships, nor our past issues. God came to take us from the human into the divine and make us after the image of his son. What a God. What a mighty God we serve. Perhaps these words will help you. Listen closely now. Seem to fall asleep. There was so much on my mind. Searching for that peace, but the peace I could not find. So then I kneeled down to pray, praying, help me, please. But then he said, you don't have to cry. I'll supply all your needs. As soon as I stopped worrying how the story is, I let go and I let God have his way. That's when things start happening. When I stop looking at back then, I let go and I let God have his way. He's the only one with the answer. Just let God. He can handle it all. Yes, he can. Let God. Tears in your eyes. Just let God. He feels your pain, and he knows your heart. He knows your issues. He knows your struggles. So let go and let God. Soon as I stop worrying how the story ends, then and only then can I let go and let God. God have his way. That's when everything will turn around. Yes, it will. It is written, now we are the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. But even now, the Lord wants to transform us from glory to glory and faith to faith by the Spirit of the living God. Have faith in God. Have faith in the Son. Have faith in the Holy Spirit. And the Godhead will work in you. God will work in you to will and to do all the good pleasure of his will. Amen. 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 Yes, you need to recast that. Yes, you need to recast that. Praise the Lord. You need to recast that. I don't think I have to tell you that. Praise God. Now, God has spoken. God has spoken. Will you receive his word? Amen. Amen. God has spoken. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. You know, you can't go back and change what happened back then. But you can shut that door and go on in Christ, being a new creature in Christ Jesus. You need, some of you just need to finally shut that door. Hallelujah. You need to shut that door. Because every time you go over to it, every time you go over there and swing it open again, here comes some more mess. And you're right back there all over again. And then for weeks, you're tied up in some old mess that should have been settled a long time ago. Some of you just need to close that door once and for all. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Everybody, praise the Lord. Amen. Did I do this, Jesus? Oh, I forgot to do this. You know, I forget to do things sometimes. And sometimes the Holy Spirit waits until times like these to remind me of what I didn't do. Amen. Praise God. Amen. There we go. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. So, praise the Lord. Area code 484. You're on the air. What was that? Area code 484. You're on the air. Are you there? Are you there? Praise the Lord. Are you there? Area code 484. I can hear you in the background, but I can't hear you talking to us. I'll give you one more chance. Area code 484. We'll talk with you later in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Area code 952. You're on the air.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Hi, Pastor Sabrina.
Huh?
Praise report. I got the car I desire. I really like it. It's an SUV. And
congratulations.
Awesome. Yes, I asked the Holy Spirit to go with me and to help me pick out the right one. So the first one, I really wasn't feeling it, and I was like, I don't know. So I spoke up to the owner. He was like, how you like it? I said, nah, it's okay, but it really doesn't have what I really wanted in there. So he asked me, what did you want? So he said, well, we got to get Mother what she wants. So let's go get her a car. And he went out, and he came back with another car, and I knew in my spirit that was it. That was it. The Holy Spirit showed me that was it. The first one, I wasn't even feeling it. I was just looking at it. But That's it. So I am just so happy. I'm happy. And plus, okay, I've been recasting some sermons on the mind and rejection and rebellion from Pastor Pat and stuff. And the Lord really showing me a lot of rejection, and even rebellion is in there too. And I was like, what, me? It was just clear as day. And he took me to the one on the mind, deliverance of the mind. And oh my goodness. And it was just so much. It was like I was just over, just running over. I was like, Lord, wow. Wow. And all the spirits attached to it. And giving me more revelation of things that was in my past and in my family line that wasn't true. That wasn't true, and things that I was told that happened to me didn't happen that way. So he's showing me little by little, you know, as I know that he feels that I can take it little by little, and that's what he's doing. So I would like prayer for rejection and rebellion.
Okay, now you know they're twins. They're good friends. They're bosom buddies and tight cousins.
Yes. Yes, every spirit that goes along with it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Heavenly Father,
and then,
in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you for the revelation that our sister is getting. She's heard some of those words before, but now they mean so much more.
Yes.
Now they mean so much more. They're bringing her to a new reality in Christ Jesus. And
yes,
that reality is called truth.
Yes. Thank
the facade is being pulled away. And the light of truth has entered her world. You're doing a work in her. We come in agreement with the work that you're doing in her, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We take authority, dominion, and power over every spirit that would attempt to hinder her or bind her or pull her back or deceive her or mislead her in any way. We bind the darkness. Come on out in the name of Jesus. You've been hiding out all this time, masquerading as something else. Come on out. All the spirits that Jesus Christ has revealed to her, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of her now. Come out of her now in the name of Jesus. Come on out. Stay there any longer. You've been uncovered. We bind your methodology. We bind your agreement with other demons. We cut you free from the interplay of communication and power with other demons. We cut her free from you, too, in Jesus' name. We allow the Spirit of the Lord, the sword of the Spirit, to go to the origin of the sin and sever her spirit from those entities in Jesus' name. And sever her soul from those entities in Jesus' name. Come on out of it. Come on out. All those lies. Come on out. All of those lies that she put faith in. Hallelujah. Destroy in Jesus' name. Destroy in Jesus' name. Come on out. Destroy in Jesus' name. Destroy in Jesus' name. Come on out. Come on out of her. Come out of her in the name of Jesus. Come on out. You can't have a place in her life any longer.
No more deception.
Come on out. Father, we ask that you take this deliverance to its completion.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Come on out. Don't let her just come out in Jesus' name. We release the fire of God to burn these spirits out in the name of Jesus. And we forbid any reinforcements to come to haunt her in Jesus' name. You're bound. All reinforcements are bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. All reinforcements are bound in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Come out of the mind. Come out of the recesses of the mind right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Come on out. The whole root ball, come out in Jesus' name. We take authority, dominion, and power over deceived and willing to be deceived in Jesus' name. We command you to come out too. We take authority, dominion, and power over going along to get along. Complacency and passivity bound in Jesus' name. Come on out. Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We give you the praise in Jesus' name.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Come on out. There's no hiding place for you anymore. You have to come out. Yes. You're going to be getting some more deliverance for quite some time. Because it's like Jesus has pulled the lid off of a manhole.
Yes.
And everything that's been in that manhole all these years has got to leave now.
Got it, though. In Jesus' name. Yes, it's like a cover was ripped off of my over my eyes and torn out of my mind. And all of a sudden, things just got clear. Even the light got brighter in the room. I thought I was okay. I thought I was totally deceived. I was so far from being okay. My mind, I thought I was understanding things and hearing things, but I was so wrong.
Saints, did you hear that? Did you hear that? Because many of you have that same issue.
Yes. I was so wrong. You couldn't have told me that. Oh,
mm-hmm.
My goodness. I was so far out in left field, I couldn't believe it myself.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Correct my life, Lord. Correct me.
Correct my life, Lord. Correct me. Take away. Take it away.
Amen. Now take a deep breath and let the Holy Spirit and the fire of God come and burn those spirits out. Come on out. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Take a deep breath.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
I release the power of the name of Jesus in your vessel, and the Lord will take you through the rest of this deliverance. Amen. God bless you. We love you.
I love you all.
Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. See, saints? That's right. That's how we live our lives for Jesus. We walk with him as he is in the light. Amen. Oh, I know what I did. Let me go back over here. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for that deliverance and that blessing. It's important, saints, that we allow God to lead us into the blessings he has for us. You know, we released all this blessing. But you have to have the capacity to receive. Amen? Amen. You have to have the capacity to receive. You can't have all this old stuff in the way. It's slowing you down. Remember I told you all about that that duffel bag that you keep carrying around, that you're slaughtering other people with it, but it needs to go. All right, we are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning the co-founder of the Satanic Temple has challenged Florida Governor Ron DeSantis to a debate on religious freedom in America. After the governor said this week that Satanists can't be part of a recently approved chaplains program for public schools, DeSantis signed House Bill 931 into law on Thursday, allowing school districts and charter schools to adopt a policy to authorize volunteer school chaplains to provide support, services, and programs to students as assigned by the district school board or charter school governing board. The law takes effect on July 1st. In comments made Thursday, DeSantis said the new measure would not open the door for members of the Satanic Temple to be public school chaplains. Some have said that if you do a school chaplain program, that somehow you're going to have Satanists running around in all our schools. We're not playing those games in Florida, said the governor, as quoted by the Florida Phoenix. This is not a religion that is not qualified to be able to participate in this. So we're going to be using common sense when it comes to this. You don't have to worry about it, DeSantis clarified, that the chaplain program will not be imposed upon public school students, saying it is totally voluntary for a parent or student to participate. Lucian Greaves, co-founder of the Satanic Temple, which oversees after-school Satan clubs and planned to take advantage of the law, argued in a series of social media posts summarizing his comments to media that DeSantis' words hold no authority because the U.S. Constitution guarantees equal treatment under the law. The group has threatened to sue if its members were prohibited from participating in the chaplain program. Graves stressed DeSantis invited satanic chaplains into public schools, whether he likes it or not, because he is not at liberty to amend the Constitution by fiat. He also noted that the Satanic Temple is recognized by the IRS as a tax-exempt religious organization. If a public school district or charter school is foolish enough to believe him, they're in for a hell of a battle, Graves added. If and when that happens, Governor Ron DeSantis is not going to have their back. Graves announced Friday that after a phone call with DeSantis' office, the Satanic Temple's executive director of operations, Rachel Chambliss, was instructed to send a formal proposal for a debate between DeSantis and Graves. We believe that a public debate would provide an excellent platform to thoroughly discuss the principles of religious freedom in America, a draft of the letter reads. Even some Republicans question if DeSantis can prohibit members of the Satanic Temple from becoming school chaplains. I think that as soon as we get in the middle of defining what is religion and what is not, and whether or not someone can be available and be on a list, we start to run into constitutional problems. The bill sponsor, Senator Aaron Grail, a Republican, said before HB 931 passed, as reported by the Tallahassee Democrat, standards for any local policy must include schools informing all parents about the program, requiring written parental consent before a student participates in or receives supports, services, and programs provided by a volunteer school chaplain. A list of chaplains being made widely available and a background screening of any potential chaplain. So we want to thank the righteous judge for his adjudications concerning such. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning. A Democrat lawmaker is pushing a bill that could strip away Secret Service protection granted to former President Donald Trump if he is sentenced in any of his ongoing cases. Representative Benny Thompson of Mississippi, former chair of the now defunct January 6th committee, introduced H.R. 8081, or the Disgraced Former Protectees Act, on April 19th. The bill seeks to terminate Secret Service protection offered to any person once they are sentenced following a conviction for a federal or state offense that is punishable for a term of imprisonment or at least 1 year. A fact sheet for the bill noted that this measure would apply to President Trump. President Trump is currently involved in 4 criminal cases. Except for the hush money case, as they have termed it, it is unclear whether any of the other three would reach trial before the president election in November. As such, if the Disgraced Former Protectees Act were to pass and President Trump were to be sentenced in the hush money trial, the former president could see the federal government withdraw U.S. Secret Service protection granted to him. Under current law, U.S. Secret Service protection is granted to certain current and former high-level officials and their immediate families. The act does not detail how such protection would take place or whether it should occur if a protected person is sentenced to prison following a conviction, the fact sheet states. As such, the current law presents logistical difficulties for both the Secret Service and prison authorities at the federal and state levels. H.R. 8081 would remove such conflicting lines of authority within prison. The purpose of this bill is to hand off inmate protection to relevant prison authorities rather than involve the Secret Service, the fact sheet reads. Former President Donald J. Trump's unprecedented 91 felony charges in federal and state courts across the country have created a new exigency that Congress must address to ensure Secret Service protection does not interfere with the criminal justice process and the administration of justice. Byron York, chief political correspondent at the Washington Examiner, accused the bill of attempting to get President Trump. Biden wants to take away Trump's Secret Service protection if Trump is convicted on any of the 88 felony charges leveled against him by elected Democrat prosecutors and a Biden Justice Department appointee, he said in an April 20 X post. Obvious subtext here is that removing the Secret Service would make it easier for someone to kill Trump, which is arguably the goal of Thompson's bill, H.R. 8081. Tom Fitton, president of the Conservative Foundation Judicial Watch, echoed similar concerns. The House Democrats moved to try to ensure Trump is murdered by removing his Secret Service protection? Well, what do you think? He wrote in an April 20 post on social media platform X, formerly known as Twitter. Ryan Fournier, chair of the group Students for Trump, wrote on X, they're literally trying to remove Trump's Secret Service protection under a new bill, which means it's aimed at Trump. We're going to make a bill for him. Mm-hmm. If this happens and something happens to him, blood is on your hands, and we won't let that go. The bill comes as the opening arguments for President Trump's hush money trial are set to begin on April 22nd. A full jury and alternate jurors for the case were selected on April 19th. President Trump is facing 34 charges in the case, with each count carrying a maximum jail time of 4 years. In the case, President Trump is alleged to have falsified his business records regarding diverting funds to his former lawyer, Michael Cohen. The funds were supposedly given to Mr. Cohen to make hush money payments to bury controversial stories linked to the former president. The focus of the case is a payment worth $130,000 made by Cohen to adult actress Stormy Daniels. The payment was allegedly made to prevent Ms. Daniels from publicly revealing during the 2016 campaign that she had an affair with a former president in the mid-2000s. President Trump has denied making the payment and having the affair. The case will be presided over by Judge Juan Merchan. Ahead of the trial in Manhattan, Judge Merchan issued a gag order prohibiting President Trump from talking about witnesses and jurors. The order was later expanded to ban President Trump from commenting on Judge Merchan's family members. The expansion came after the former president pointed out that the judge's daughter was a political consultant for the Democratic Party. Almost every legal scholar and expert has stated that there is no case, that this is a scam brought by a corrupt district attorney, Alvin Bragg, who has let violent crime in New York flourish at levels never seen before. President Trump wrote in an April 20 post on Truth Social. While the trial is in session, President Trump has to show up in court every single day or risk facing an arrest. President Trump has said that he intends to testify even though he has no legal obligation to do so. So we want to thank the righteous judge for his adjudications concerning such. Requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning a four-hour drive home in November 2020 was harrowing for the shots. I think that's how they say that, but if it's wrong, I apologize. They had just learned that their 18-year-old daughter, Anna Lee, had taken her on life at the family farm in Colorado. Everything seemed fine when they FaceTimed her that morning to let her know they'd be home from visiting family in Texas about 11 p.m. Now, they wanted to be with her instantly, but still had 4 hours to go. It was the longest, most hellacious drive we've ever done, Lori said. It was just like a horrible dream. I was in the car for hours trying to process this. I remember I told my son, it's not true. She's in the barn. She's with the animals. This can't be true. She couldn't have done that. For months, Miss Lori wondered why her daughter chose to end her own life and what she could have done as a mother so things might have turned out differently. After 1.5 years, she finally found the strength to browse Miss Anna Lee's journal. On a page titled TikTok, her daughter wrote, technically, if I kill myself, problem would be gone. Miss Lori believed that the page contained quotes from the app. A few months later, Miss Lori hired a company to break into her daughter's phone. The mother then found the answer. I can open her TikTok page, and I would feel the same way. Even 2 years after Miss Anna Lee's passing, her TikTok feed was still saturated with depression-related and suicide-suggestive content. TikTok has specific policies against content that may lead to self-harm or suicide. But when one of Anna Lee's friends came home from college and visited her mother in 2022, she revealed to the mother that both she and Anna Lee had watched a live stream suicide on TikTok. They decided to delete the only to download it again about a week later. TikTok just took over her brain of who she thought she was, Miss Lori said. To me, it figured out who she was and what her weaknesses were and fed on that. Those constant feeds to her on TikTok are still to this day anxiety, depression, you have no future. And that's wrong. Miss Anna Lee also had accounts on other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat. But in terms of content, TikTok was absolutely the worst, her mother said. Concerns about the hugely popular Chinese-owned video app have been bubbling for years. Besides its effects on young people's mental health, lawmakers, security officials, and experts have sounded the alarm that the app's data can be accessed by Beijing and that the communist regime could use the apps to run influence campaigns and spread disinformation. In mid-March, the House overwhelmingly passed a bill that would force the app's Chinese parent company to divest it or face a ban in the United States. A revised version of the measure was included in a $95 billion foreign aid package approved by the House on April 20th. The Senate is poised to pass the measure this week. President Biden has said that he would sign it into law. Beijing-based tech firm ByteDance introduced its short-term video platform, I don't know how you say this, D-O-U-I-N, in 2016 and its international version, TikTok, a year later. Its users have grown exponentially, More than 150 million Americans, nearly half of the country's population, now use the app. I don't. About half of those users are younger than 30, quartered in Los Angeles and Singapore, is a wholly owned subsidiary of ByteDance. Excuse me. Jeffrey Kane, a journalist and technologist, said the mental health of Generation Z in the United States is suffering, and a great deal of that stems from an addiction to TikTok. By comparing the content exposure of a fake 13-year-old with parental control settings across various social media platforms, his research discovered that such users had the easiest access to harmful content on TikTok. However, his team's tests showed that the same harmful content available to 13-year-old users isn't accessible by 13-year-olds who use China's version. Instead, Chinese users see a Ministry of Public Security warning of inappropriateness when they try to view the same videos. So clearly, the Chinese government knows that this is extremely harmful content, Mr. Kane said. Considering that they essentially control ByteDance, why do they allow TikTok to show this in America, whereas in China this same material is all banned? They know that it has a horrible effect on kids, yet they're okay with it being shown here. Miss Laurie had thought TikTok was all about cute animals and dance videos. She had no idea of what Miss Anna Lee was actually seeing on the app. It's like sending her into a horrible store that has no warning, and you think it's like a candy store, she said. You go inside, it's dark and despairing. I think these kids get so down they start connecting, or those algorithms start feeding on that. Tristan Harris, a technology ethicist who co-founded the Center for Humane Technology, a nonprofit that works to expose harmful technology, calls this amphigenda and propaganda. Okay. It's the ability to selectively amplify and influence people's attitudes by focusing their attention on the things that you want them to focus on, like a magician. Mr. Harris said, at a Senate hearing earlier this year, FBI Director Christopher Wray affirmed that ByteDance owns TikTok's algorithm, and that the only way the algorithm could work is if ByteDance also has access to the data collected by TikTok. TikTok has repeatedly maintained that it is independent from its Chinese parent company. According to TikTok, its U.S. consumer data was stored in Virginia and backed up in Singapore, and it has never and never will share its U.S. data with the Chinese regime. However, leaked audio of internal TikTok meetings held in September 2021 mentioned a Beijing-based engineer as master admin with access to all data, according to a BuzzFeed report. A recent article in Fortune said that a senior data scientist at TikTok reported to a ByteDance executive in Beijing in 2022. The Senate hearing, Senator Marco Rubio of Florida, vice chair of the committee, asked the FBI director whether ByteDance had to comply if the Chinese Communist Party wanted it to put out videos that make Americans fight with each other or spread conspiracy theories and get them at each other's throats. Mr. Wray confirmed that it would be the case, adding that that kind of influence operation or the different kinds of influence operations you're describing are extraordinarily difficult to detect, which is part of what makes the national security concerns represented by TikTok so significant? In a podcast discussion with Mr. Harris, Asa Raskin, entrepreneur and Center for Humane Technologies, other co-founder, said TikTok is a cultural infrastructure that can influence American culture. In addition to employing an algorithm under the CCP's control, data security on the app has also been a major concern because of the regime's grip over Chinese companies. According to China's counter-espionage law, ByteDance must legally hand over its American user data if authorities request it. Data is what powers the TikTok algorithm, which is then used to manipulate our thinking, Mr. Raskin said. China has objected to selling TikTok since 2020, when President Donald Trump ordered ByteDance to divest the app because of national security risks. A potential acquisition from Texas-based Oracle fell apart. President Trump also issued an executive order to ban the app, but TikTok sued and got a court order blocking it on First Amendment grounds. After President Biden took office in 2021, he replaced the ban with a Commerce Department investigation that is yet to produce a report. Meanwhile, Republican lawmakers have held hearings and keep pushing to address the national security concerns posed by the app. In March 2023, the Chinese regime's Ministry of Commerce spokesperson strongly objected to any sale, citing a technology export issue. Recently, Chinese authorities also signaled to ByteDance that Beijing would choose a ban in the United States over a forced sale, according to the Wall Street Journal. Reuters reported that the CCP took a similar stance in 2020. All this suggests that the CCP treats the algorithm like a state secret, according to Peter Schweitzer, who president of the Government Accountability Institute, a think tank. To me, that's indicative of what their true interests are here. It's not to provide a platform for commercial activity. It is to create a platform as an influence operation, he said recently. He said he believes that TikTok is part of Beijing's cognitive warfare to dumb down the West. Our kids are getting cotton candy from ByteDance. Children in China are getting spinach, he said, referring to the two different versions of the app. Cognitive warfare is a type of psychological warfare, which is one of the three warfare doctrines underpinning the CCP's sprawling campaign to infiltrate and undermine the West. A leading military theorist at an elite defense university in China defined cognitive space as the intangible dimension in which feelings, willpower, belief, and values exist. In a 2017 article published in the official newspaper for the CCP's military, he wrote, "The target of cognitive warfare is people. The battlefield is the entire human society, educated using information and popular spiritual and cultural products as weapons to directly interfere or control the enemy's brains, inflict mental harm, and even cause them to take action against their own interests, such as surrender or suicide." In addition, Chinese scholars found in a state-funded research project that emotional content online can be leveraged very effectively for propaganda purposes. The author said that emotional content can lead the audience to have the illusion of independent thinking and attribute irrational emotions to righteous indignation or empathy, intensifying value confusion. He said TikTok, being an emotional platform for young people, is a perfect medium for the CCP's propaganda. The propaganda says once they cross that line and think they own that feeling, then we've got them because now we can steer them in the direction that they want to go, he said. And they are already doing that. TikTok's pressure campaign against the bill that forces Chinese divestment reveals the app's mobilizing power. In early March, TikTok encouraged its users to lobby against the legislation. Many users were notified with a pop-up message upon the opening the app, take action, speak up against a TikTok shutdown. Users were then able to enter their zip code to locate the phone numbers of their congressional representatives. Key TikTok bill sponsors received thousands of phone calls. Children called in and threatened suicide if the bill passed, according to Representative Chip Roy of Texas. After the House overwhelmingly passed the legislation in a bipartisan 352-65 vote in mid-March, senators began receiving the same call. One alarming message was left for Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina, which he posted on social media. And this is the message. Okay, listen. If you ban TikTok, I will find you and shoot you, one female caller says as others giggle in the background. That's people's job, and that's my only entertainment. And people make money off there too, you know. I'm trying to get rich like that. Anyways, I'll shoot you and find you and cut you into pieces. Bye. Yeah, they need to track her down and arrest her too. Lawmakers have said the bill is not a ban on TikTok, but a measure to protect Americans from apps with algorithms and data collection controlled by foreign adversaries. They note that TikTok can continue to operate if it cuts ties with its China-based parent company. TikTok says otherwise. This bill is an outright ban of TikTok, no matter how much the authors try to disguise it, a TikTok spokesperson said. This legislation will trample the First Amendment rights of 170 million Americans and deprives 5 million small businesses of a platform they rely on to grow and create jobs. Meanwhile, TikTok has also carried out an all-out public relations campaign in Washington. The company has put up big-screen advertisements at Union Station and Reagan Airport stating, TikTok contributed $24 billion to the U.S. economy in 2023 alone. The fine print quotes Oxford Economics as the source. What it doesn't say is that the study was commissioned by TikTok. According to a senior legislative aide, TikTok has sought to join congressional hearings so that its CEO can be seated to executives from social media platforms Meta and X. This way, Americans might view TikTok as just another California-based social media company. Another incident reveals TikTok as more than just an entertainment and e-commerce platform for China. On April 17, Politico reported that officials from the Chinese embassy met with congressional staffers to lobby against the TikTok bill. Senate Intelligence Committee leaders said that the Chinese embassy's efforts show that the CCP considers TikTok a strategic asset for influence operations in the United States. According to the Pew Research Center, about 4 in 10 TikTok users in the United States regularly get their news on the platform, and the vast majority are between 18 and 29 years old. Mr. Kane said TikTok has seeped into the United States communications infrastructure, which is usually heavily guarded in democratic countries to restrict foreign ownership. TikTok essentially serves the same purpose as CNN or Fox News, he said. Imagine the chaos that would happen if the Chinese government controlled CNN. Sing laws to extend the regulation of the communications infrastructure to social media. Yet, by appearing like just another U.S. social media platform, TikTok can capitalize on xenophobic, anti-Asian, or freedom of speech arguments against the bill. But leaders of foreign adversaries shouldn't have unrestricted First Amendment rights in the United States, Mr. Kane said. Indeed, that appears to be the case with the Senate, expected to clear the House passed bill that gives ByteDance one year to divest its ownership of TikTok or be banned. It is unfortunate that the House of Representatives is using the cover of important foreign and humanitarian assistance to once again jam through a bill that would trample the free speech rights of 170 million Americans, TikTok stated on Sunday. It has also told its employees that it will sue on First Amendment grounds. Meanwhile, Ms. Lori is determined to tell Anna Lee's story to help more youth and their parents. Anytime I think I can't put another foot forward on this topic or tell the story one more time, all I have to do is open up her TikTok account and see it. The content feed is continuing to this day, she said. So we want to thank the righteous judge for his adjudication concerning such. Let me see. Amen. All right. We will continue this line a little later. We'll stop with those for tonight. And Brother Marshall will come and lead us in prayer. Amen. As soon as I figure out where he's at. Oh, I see him. I see him. Amen. Brother Marshall, are you ready to pray? Yes. Can barely hear you.
Okay, call the other phone.
Okay.
Can you hear that?
Nope. I'm somewhere else. You sound like you're off in the dining room somewhere.
Well, I'll go get the cell phone now.
Okay.
I'm on the regular phone, but I'll go get the other phone. Bear with me.
All right. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Okay. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So many options. Isn't it wonderful, Lord? Thank you, Lord, that we don't have loud screeching noises going on tonight. Thank you we don't have interruptions with the landline phone tonight, even though Sabrina couldn't find it very easily. But thank you, Lord, that you find each one of us. And you know what's in each one of our hearts? Because that's you're the only one who really knows, Lord. None of us know. We all are works in progress, Father God. All of us. So we come boldly before your throne of grace only because of the blood of Jesus. Because it says in your word, only God is good. There's no one righteous but you, King Jesus. So we thank you for your amazing grace for each of us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amazing, amazing, extraordinary grace that none of us deserve. At least I don't deserve it. That I shouldn't speak for anybody else. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Said, you inhabit the praises of your people. The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live forever. And what does it say over in Revelation 15? Ten of us said about to get there. About them singing the song of Moses and the song of the Lamb. Around verse 3. Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name, for thou only art holy. For all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. We thank you for making your judgments manifest in all these different items, rest for adjudications, by your word, Father God, by your Son, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and all these different items Pastor Sabrina has just read through, Father God, in Jesus' name, including the business going on with people trying to stand on religious liberty, quote-unquote, down in Florida, for a satanic temple wanting to challenge Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. We ask for your help in judicious. Father, please grant Ron DeSantis the ability to think not just as a politician, but to think from your point of view. So you told us to pray for those in leadership, Father. And that's all those in leadership. Those are who are apparently in leadership and those who are actually in leadership, even heads of corporations, heads of different ministries, churches, Father God, in Jesus' name. You told us to pray for them, Father. He said, in fact, that's the thing you said you want us to do first. He said, I exhort therefore the first of all supplications, prayers, intercession of thanks be made for all men, actually real human beings made in your image, for kings and all their authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. You told us to do all things without murmurs and disputing. So this makes it a little hard, doesn't it, Father? Makes it a little bit hard. That Hindu guy who became a Christian, when he was put in the stocks in the winter in Nepal, where it's a little bit chilly there near the Himalayas, however you pronounce it, Father God, he said it was not very cold, just a little bit of snow on my shoulders. So, Father God, he was learning how to be able to control his tongue. Help Ron DeSantis, Donald Trump, and all those that are and look like they're in positions of authority be able to control their tongue. In Jesus' name, help Ron DeSantis and help those that are advising him to give him the advice that he should make, not as a politician, but as a leader. And help all the leaders, including heads of household, the husbands, to make the right decisions, Father. You said if a husband wants to have his prayers answered, he has to honor his wife, like it says in 1 Peter 3:7. And if he doesn't, their prayers cannot be answered. So, Father God, it's really quite challenging. In fact, it's almost impossible because it says if you accuse somebody else of pointing their fingers and being murmuring and complaining, guess what? That means that I would be pointing my fingers and murmuring and complaining. So you told us to avoid that. So, Father God, and this I know because I was a volunteer chaplain for a season at a hospital, and it was a nice lady who was a paid chaplain, and the other lady there was a Pentecostal. She was a nice chaplain, and they had a bunch of volunteer chaplains, just people who love the Lord. And then they brought in the new chaplain because the main chaplain, her husband, who was a Baptist, got relocated to a different church, about 6 hours drive away, so she wasn't going to be able to do that anymore. So they got a new chaplain in there, and he said, no one can pray in the name of Jesus. I said, oh, isn't this interesting? And I heard about other ministries where people have found out about chaplains that serve a different God. Even when my daughter was in a hospital recently, a nice so-and-so Muhammad someone or other who was a chaplain, I'm assuming he was an Islamic type of chaplain. I could be wrong. There's a lot of those in this area now. Not that he was a terrible man or anything. No, he was. We didn't get very far very quickly. It took many hours. But, Father God, I prayed for him too. So we pray for all those in authority, Father God, whether they're chaplains, whether they pretend to be Christian chaplains or Catholic chaplains or whatever they are. Father, help those that are human beings to be delivered from their spirits of presumption and their dogmas of wherever whatever they've been raised up in and all the mind control spirits. We ask you to deliver all those in authority, including Ron DeSantis. And, Father, we ask for adjudications concerning this issue, Father God, and protect all the children, not just in the schools in Florida, all the children in every area subjected to any outside pressures, Father God, including the mind control in the public school in the United States, as well as every nation, Father God, that people are subjected from mind control from other countries, even through TikTok. And, Father God, this other mind control thing, trying to call President Trump this terrible, horrible person. Yes, maybe he did have some of his background sort of polished up and cleaned up a little bit. Maybe he did pay, I heard somebody say he did maybe pay some hush money, but it didn't come out of his campaign. Contributions came out of his own pocket, so that only applies to funds being paid from a campaign contribution. So apparently he should be free and clear on that, even if he did do it, not that that's very nice to do. But all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We've heard that little it's what it says in Romans, and it's true. So if any man thinks he knows anything, he knows nothing yet as he ought to know. I don't know hardly anything unless you teach me, Lord. But Jesus Christ made unto his wisdom and righteousness and sanctification, redemption, Satan, around all your underlings around, trying to operate through these people coming against those that are trying to protect the children in the public schools of Florida, those that are coming against Donald Trump, Father God, and Jesus, and then all the descendants of believers. Some of Donald Trump's great aunts were true believers in Jesus, Father God, helped bring about that amazing revival 70 years ago. And we look forward to a new revival, Father God, even as I think it's tomorrow, is in the Jewish calendar, they were offer up the Omar or something, this big shaft of wheat or something, God. And then some people say that's where America got their name from, Omar, America, I don't know. But, Father God, we know you extend your golden scepter to us, even as we have the little piece of matzah, a little piece of bread, Father God. Jesus extends his scepter just as he did to Esther the queen when they prayed and fasted, Father God. And you said, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves, maybe with praying and fasting. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and your eyes are red with wine, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their land. Father, have mercy, not just in the United States, but all the nations, Father God, including in China. We pray for the children in China. We thank you, Father God, that their government doesn't want them to be corrupted and deluded. But, Father God, we ask you to protect the children in this nation, Father God, from all the nonsense going on through TikTok, Father God, and all these other platforms, Father God, in Jesus' name, and all the mind control coming from all these different areas. And we thank you, Father. We rejoice in the name of the Lord Jesus. We give you praise and honor, Father, for what you've done, are doing, and going to do. And you said in your word, over in Psalm 89, beginning at verse 9, thou rulest the raging of the sea. All these people, oh, they're raging, carrying, oh, we can't knock TikTok out of here, and then he gets so upset. Thou rulest the raging of the sea. When the waves thereof arise, thou stillest them. Thou hast broken Rahab like Egypt, hast broken Rahab in pieces, one that is slain. Thou hast scattered thine enemies upon with thy strong arm. The heavens are thine, the earth also is thine. As for the world and the fullness thereof, thou hast founded them. The north and the south thou hast created them. Tabor and Hermon shall rejoice in thy name. Thou hast a mighty arm, strong as thy hand, and high as thy right hand. Justice and judgment are the habitation of thy throne. Mercy and truth shall go before thy face. The God's looking at the blood of Jesus. He's looking at Jesus because his grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Mercy and truth shall go before thy face, it says in Psalm 89:14. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound, maybe like the shofar, the day of Jubilee. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. And in thy name shall they rejoice all the day. In thy righteousness shall they be exalted. For thou art the glory of their strength, and in thy favor our horn shall be exalted. For the Lord is our defense, the Holy One of Israel is our King. So we thank you for being the King of kings, Lord Jesus. Satan, you're bound to all. You're under the bound from our position, seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, according to Ephesians 2:6, according to Proverbs 18:10, according to all of Psalm 91, particularly the end of Psalm 91, because he set his love upon me. Therefore, I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. We thank you for your deliverance, Lord. We thank you for showing us your salvation. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. And we thank you for what you're doing, how they're going to do. You said over in Psalm 37:9, the evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. You told us, Lord, in the end of the book of Romans, he would have us to be wise concerning that which is good. You get to know Jesus really well. And simple concerning evil. We don't have to be focusing on all the little demons jumping up and down through social media, through root wars and rumors of wars and all this other nonsense, which is trying to jerk us away from fixing our eyes on Jesus, because that's why Satan sends them, isn't it? So Satan, you're bound. And all the curses coming from all those covens and all the gatherings of the people that worship the fallen gods, like Lucifer, are returned to be simple to his precious sense and do those spirits intend to just render unto our neighbors, simple in their bosom, their reproach, with their reproach to thee, O Lord, in Jesus' name. We command there be no further flow of power communication from the demons down there in the second heavens, the first heavens, to all those who have interceded for, including all those trying to stand for the truth as best they know how. I do think that includes Donald Trump to a certain degree, maybe Ron DeSantis to a certain degree. Maybe those that are trying to protect the U.S. Constitution, even when it doesn't quite agree with our particular point of view, Father God. And she says, it's interesting that I like to use the Constitution when it helps them, so-called the deep state, but I like to forget about it when when they're trampling on it and ripping it to shreds. So, Father, we ask that the actual Republic of the United States be reestablished, Father God. One nation under God for life, liberty, kind of, and the pursuit of happiness. One, the way it was created to be. And we thank you, Father. You honor the covenant made by our forefathers, Father God. When they said it was religious liberty for different people, different ways to worship that Most High God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, in the Christian faith, whether they be Baptists, whether they be Quakers, whether they be Roman Catholic, whether they be Church of England, whatever it is, because they didn't want to have it a church state, Father. They didn't want to have it controlled from the Archbishop of Canterbury or the Pope or any other so-called religious leader. So, Father God, we bind you, Satan. We bind every one of these nasty spirits trying to operate through the Church of Satan, and we turn every ungodly spirit back on the heads of Satan. Render unto our neighbors simple and simple and their reproach with their reproach to the Lord. And confusion, division, the enemy's camp. Confusion, division, the enemy's camp. Confusion, division, the enemy's camp in Jesus' name, just like you did. You did it really well over in Judges. Chapter 7, Father God, and you didn't do it by their natural strength, Father God, in Jesus' name. How did you do it? You did it by the Spirit, because they said the sword of the Lord in Gideon. Well, how did that work out? Did they have swords? Did they have guns? They didn't have guns back then. Did they have anything? What did they have? They had a trumpet, and you've given us a mouth. So set a watch before our mouths and keep the door of our lips. Help us to be very careful, including those in leadership, what we say, not just Ron DeSantis, not just Donald Trump, all those, including heads of household, including pastors. He maybe have long, bony fingers pointing to other people, and forgot to look in the mirror. Because that says if Marshall's pointing his finger at my wife or anybody else, I have at least, three other fingers pointing back at myself. And it says, judge nothing before the time. So we have to be very careful. So help Ron DeSantis be very careful. Set a watch before his mouth and keep the door of his lips in each of us, Father God, in Jesus' name. Help me to get back to what I was looking for. Help me to find that scripture, Father God. Because when they said the sword of the Lord in the beginning, I'm almost getting there. Judges chapter 7. Thank you, Lord, for reminding me where it is. Thank you for the Holy Ghost, Father God. And the three come. It's after they got down to just 300 men coming from three different directions. Nice little pincer movement there, right? The three companies blew the trumpets, the pitchers. That's who we are, earthen vessels, right? And knelt the lamps, who's in us? The God, the Word. His light is stone for the righteous. And break the lamps in their left hands and held their trumpet in their right hands. It kind of sounds like when we're having communion with the bread on the right hand and the wine in our left hand. And blow withal, and they cried, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. And they stood every man in his place round about the camp. And all the host ran and cried and fled. And that's where we are right now. So we thank you for the confusion, division you're bringing to the enemy's camp, Father God, in Jesus' name. Even as Jesus says over in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 3, and it's happening right now because there's all these people, all these different, whether it's the more mild-mannered Masons coming against the Illuminati, whatever, the different groups fighting against themselves, whether it's the Klaus Schwab versus the CCP, I don't know. But you know everything that's going on, Father, in the spirit realm. And it says, Jesus speaking, in Mark 3, starting in verse 26, and if Satan rise up against himself and be divided, he cannot stand but hath an end. No man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his good, except he will first bind the strong man, then he will spoil his house. Satan, you, the so-called strong man, name the all your underlings, name the name coming against all his...
When I was just a child, I heard a beautiful story. How you loved me so much that you died on Calvary. Though I prayed you were back there, You're still Lord to me.
Yeah.